Good morning. Tim kind of really messed up my presentation because I'm coming from a perspective of a state that has high immunization coverage and has been able to sustain it over the years. But we're still challenged because even having achieved that, we still have to continue to strive forward and ensure that what we've accomplished, we can sustain and secure the future, if you will. Well, in January 2008, I got a call from Michelle Baskett asking me if the program would be interested in having CDC participate in promoting Connecticut immunization achievements during the National Infant Immunization Week. I made a mistake. I shouldn't have picked up the phone. Well, anyway, I picked up the phone, and CDC would like to offer their resources to work with Connecticut Immunization Program to increase the awareness of the importance of infant immunizations and highlight Connecticut's success in maintaining and sustaining high immunization coverage rates over the last 10 years. The CDC collaboration would create an opportunity to plan an event that would increase state and local media interest in Connecticut's achievement in childhood immunizations. So that's the line she gave me. Well, a little background about our immunization program. We're a small state. There's only about 3.5 million people in our state. We have a birth cohort of about 43,000 children. We're a universal vaccine purchase state. We have over 600 immunization provider sites, and about 85% of them are private practice. We use both state and federal funding to support our universal vaccine distribution program to provide publicly purchased vaccines recommended for all children in Connecticut at no cost. However, our challenge is that with the increase in the number of new vaccines licensed over the years, coupled with the higher vaccine prices, it has created a two-tiered system in Connecticut that has impacted our state universal vaccine purchase status. We're currently considered a universal select vaccine distribution program, and we are a two-tiered provider. We currently supply all vaccines except Hep A and HPV and influenza, pneumococcal, and rotavirus. We also have an immunization action program that was initially funded in 1992. And the funding was provided to local health departments to increase immunization levels among preschool-aged children by conducting activities designed to improve vaccine delivery, tracking, and outreach. These 16 IAP sites, as we call them, are located in large urban centers with the highest risk of low immunization rates. These local areas are made up of mostly local health departments that have local presence in the community. They serve a high percentage of Medicaid and WIC populations, and funding has been provided to each site to hire IEP coordinators and bilingual outreach workers. Well, after we had the discussion with Michelle, we had to figure out, okay, what do we want to do to really emphasize our success in the state, and what are our issues going forward in terms of trying to sustain our achievements? And so what I did is I put, for planning for this event, we had to determine the key objectives we wanted to do and focus for the event. We assembled our planning team, composed of our program staff and CDC representatives and key partners, to begin brainstorming ideas of what our goals should be for this event. We identified two goals that we wanted to achieve. We wanted to educate legislators about the state's universal vaccine purchase program and the funding challenges for expansion of the program to cover all vaccines. We also wanted to recognize our local health partners for their outstanding efforts over the years for improving immunization coverage in the communities they serve. We came up with an idea: how about if we schedule an event at our state legislature during the legislative session, where we can host an awards ceremony to honor our immunization champions and also use that opportunity to conduct an immunization education session for our key legislators on the Public Health and Appropriations Committee. We could showcase Connecticut's strengths and tell stories of why immunization rates in Connecticut are so high. CDC representative would be there to present our 2008 NIS award for outstanding childhood immunization rates to the governor or other key government officials, and have members of the legislature who represent the IAP areas that were being honored at the event to hand out citations. Then we had a series of weekly planning meetings where we were scheduled with the planning team. A considerable amount of work went forward. The planning team, working with one of our key partners, was the Commission on Children, began to work out the details for scheduling an event to be held at our state legislative office building in Hartford. The team came up with a title for the event, a celebration of for Connecticut's immunization champions. The Commission on Children, and this is key, having a partner like this particular group that we were involved with was critical in terms of our ability to be able to access the opportunity to schedule a meeting at the legislature and have the location and time set up. So they had the necessary resources and experience in planning an event at the legislative office building. They have been our partners for over 15 years and we have provided funding to them during those years to develop promotional campaigns, advertising, media events, PSAs for radio and television. So they have a tremendous experience and great resources and have a relationship with the media as well. The Commission on Children promote public policies in the best interest of children. The agency is mandated to provide information and conduct research regarding the status of children and children's programs in the state of Connecticut. So two key factors I mentioned before was the location and timing, scheduling a day at the Capitol during the legislative session. It's a beautiful setting for the champions to come and visit and showcase their achievements. The event would be scheduled for the morning session. A morning breakfast was planned prior to the award ceremony so the legislators, honored guests, and friends could meet and greet with each other. The legislators would have a chance to talk to the providers, meet with their constituents. We invited the co-chairs of our Public Health Committee of the Connecticut General Assembly to serve as moderators for the session. We also invited key members of the legislature, the Senate, President Pro Tem, and the Speaker of the House to do the presentations of the citations to the IEPs. And we also invited the local TV, media, and press to the event. Every detail was mapped out. We also established selection criteria for identifying our immunization champions, which was an important factor to make the event very special. The criteria varied and did not only include high rates, but other areas like outreach efforts, most improved rates, etc. Another key was that the champions were chosen by their local immunization action plan coordinators, not by the state health department. The 16 champions could be a person, a physician, a nurse, or an office manager, or a practice. To really make the event special, we sent out invitations to all our key partners and stakeholders, and we received RSVPs to keep track of the attendance and check in for the event. To promote the events, we sent out press releases and received media attention on statewide and local levels, and after the event at the Capitol, media interest persisted, and we continued to receive even more media attention well after the event ended. And these next group of slides kind of just capture the event at that day. Here we have one of the champions seen here getting and receiving her award at the celebration at the Capitol. It kind of exemplifies the feeling of that day. She's a nurse at a pediatric group practice who was being honored for her efforts in ensuring that all the children's immunizations were up to date by providing complete, accurate, and timely reporting to our immunization registry and promptly initiating recalls for every child whose immunization was delayed, resulting in their practice rates climbing steadily each year up to 90%. Here we have our Senate Pro Tem and our Speaker of the House accepting a plaque awarded to Connecticut by CDC in 2008 from Dr. Melinda Wharton for achieving third highest immunization coverage rate in the nation. Dr. Melinda Wharton is the Deputy Director of the National Center for Immunizations and Respiratory Disease. Dr. Wharton provided a national immunization update to the legislators, focused on the challenges ahead with the advent of new vaccines and sustaining immunization coverage rates for 16 different diseases. She also did a grand round session on childhood vaccination opportunities and challenges later that day at one of our largest pediatric ambulatory clinics in the state. And during her two-day visit, she attended several local IEP events in the state. We scheduled several media and press interviews for her and tons of photo op sessions with legislators, local officials, and immunization champions. And one good thing about having an event at the state legislature, all the politicians came out for the photo ops. They took the opportunity to salute the members of their community. And here we have citations were presented to 16 champions from across the state, selected for their dedicated efforts to ensure timely immunizations of our young children. And presenting the awards are legislators from respective districts, commissioners, and executive directors from collaborating agencies. Many providers mentioned it was the first time visiting the legislative office building and meeting their state representative. All the guests received a celebration package that included a speaker's PowerPoint slides and childhood immunization educational information. And in this slide, we have each champion receiving a citation, which they brought back to their pediatric office proudly to display. And this is another practice that received a citation for digitally working to increase their immunization rates for the past couple of years. Their patient population is composed of mainly Medicaid and uninsured children. And because of their persistent efforts, they consistently achieve coverage rates above 91% for their patient population. We took advantage of having our friends from CDC with us that day. And later in the day, the planning team and with CDC guests, we participated in a ceremony at the front steps of the City Hall in Hartford, honoring the local health department's success in improving childhood immunization rates for the children in the city. All participants received umbrellas and gift bags to promote umbrellas for protection event. And when we walked with the parents and their children and the members of the City Health Department to a local park where a health fair was held in celebration of National Infant Immunization Week. And I wanted to share a couple of items that were developed by the Commission on Children that were part of our celebration package. This is a Connecticut playbook for prevention. This is an easy-to-read game plan that the parents, educators, and healthcare providers and policymakers can follow to ensure all Connecticut children grow into happy, healthy, and productive adults. We had Jim Calhoun, the coach of the University of Connecticut's men's basketball team, do TV promotional spots promoting the playbook. And the playbook included a section on the importance of childhood immunizations and timely vaccination and protecting children from contracting vaccine-preventable diseases. Another piece that was included that was developed by the commission as well is a children's stock portfolio. This was a 25-page report organized like a stock portfolio, but written in plain English and shows the state prevention policies to help children succeed and produce healthy return on investment for the state. And included an immunization section on return on investment and immunization saves lives, lowers medical costs, and prevents serious illness and disabilities. And for the current population of Connecticut children, 19 to 35 months of age, cost savings from just three of the vaccinations they receive account for more than $50 million in savings. The savings include avoided medications, other major health costs, loss for work time for parents, and long-term productivity. And for every $1 spent vaccinating children against measles and rubella, $16.34 is saved in medical costs to treat those illnesses. So we took advantage of every opportunity we could to educate those in power who have the ability to help us in terms of trying to increase appropriations for our universal vaccine program. It was an exciting day. It was a tremendous event. The secret to the success of our planned event was that we made it personal. By having the local immunization coordinators select the 16 champions, we put a name and a face on the story with pictures and press coverage. The attention to the celebration brought attention to everyone about the success of childhood immunizations in Connecticut and the continued needs to ensure we remain successful. This event would not have happened without the support and guidance of Michelle Baskett, the CDC staff members, including the educational resources they provided to make this event successful. Michelle was really the driving force that got us motivated to take on this task. So if she calls your program, don't hesitate to pick up the phone. Working with her has been a great experience. Thank you.
Check's in the mail.